This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, vacationing plus sharing a hotel room and prison. On the way in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Dad, this is Sam. Lucy called me a butt kisser. Bye.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm looking at this van that the bear, this little minivan the bear got into.
Uh-huh. Have you seen the interior?
I'm just looking at it.
It's hilarious.
Wow.
You look at that and you go, it looks like a bear attacked this.
Yeah.
And this guy's got like 7 kids and a dog, and they're lucky they're okay. Yeah. And to get the bear out.
Oh, they had to bang.
They had to bust a window.
The cop took one of those batons and broke
right.
the window.
Yeah.
And the bear's huge.
And then start yelling at it. No, it wasn't that big.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding at all. It's the size of my dog. It's
not that big
at all.
No, your dog is not.
Yes.
No.
You have a huge dog.
It's like 80, 90 pound bear. It could be a cub.
It looks like it's tiny. It looks like it's 200 pounds.
Well, the bear
200
fit,
pounds.
The bear fit out of the driver's side window, okay? So it's not fur. That big. You have a...
He destroyed the interior. You know what else? I heard he even changed the presets on the radio. This bear, what a jackass.
How religious.
I'm watching him. Oh, no, that bear's at least 200 pounds.
You have... you like to exaggerate.
Okay.
Instead of it's hot, it's boiling. You
bear,
always do
estimated
that.
Weight of the... Oh, 212 is according to the police.
212?
Really?
Wow, that's weird that they have that in the story. Yeah, that's interesting.
You must have missed that.
All right, I'm going to look
estimated.
It
it's got his weight, it's got its height, his vertical reach. It's like the bear combine. They know exactly what it's got.
That'd be all right.
I'm sorry. We're going to head over to the SILAC News Desk with Christy Lee. Christy?
A woman in Florida was hospitalized after a wayward beach umbrella stabbed her in the leg.
Oh.
WKMG reports the 85...
Like magic!
The 85-year-old woman was sitting with her family on Cocoa Beach when a rental umbrella dislodged from the sand and flew toward them. The umbrella impaled the woman's left leg. First responders used bolt cutters to remove the umbrella's canopy.
Oh, hey.
Later used a saw to shorten the pole for transport.
So the umbrella is...
Went through her leg.
Impaled her leg, and it's still through her leg. Wow.
Yeah, when they took her to the hospital, it was still in.
Mm.
Yikes.
Yikes.
That's awful.
Right. I've always wondered about that.
How old
that
was
is
she? How old
85.
Wow.
Now that is scary.
So it just pierced her leg, not her boob and her leg.
Just her leg, Tom.
Long. So when she went to the hospital to get a doctor said, hardly worth going home, is it?
Come on, you guys.
I mean, she's what, 80,
85.
85.
She'll be back around. She'll be back.
When you come around. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She'll be back.
So you got to watch out for those stray umbrellas. You said your umbrella has a thing you screw into the sand.
Last time we went to the beach, we had someone put an umbrella up for us, and they had this big corkscrew, like metal
auger.
Yeah, that they screwed down into the sand and chained to the thing. So what'd you say, Willie?
I thought that they put chains in there so they don't, like they did with the pens at the bank, so they don't steal them.
Oh, there
that's
you
brilliant.
Go.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I'm glad that I could barely say it this time.
There is the word auger in the bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Auger? No. I've never used the auger term.
Ogle her, maybe.
Okay,
what,
I just...
You want to auger me? Is that what you're looking for?
No. I think it's...
That's, you and Chrissy, you do some augering.
No. Yeah. That's, isn't that slang for a strap-on?
Is
what?
It?
No.
Get the old auger.
No.
Hey, I got news for you.
He's doing stuff we don't know about.
I just watched the bear video again, okay? The mom in this situation outweighs the bear by about 50 pounds. This is a tiny bear.
It's not a tiny bear.
It's smaller than I remember.
Can the mom climb through the window?
No, the mom can't shoot
through the face.
There's no way.
Look at the ass on that bear.
That bear is... It's the same size as Mrs. Monkey, my golden retriever.
Bears are a lot like cats, where it's a lot of fur. They can,
I don't know,
they can squeeze through a pinhole.
Oh, like a mouse.
I don't know if I can isolate it well enough so you guys can see how. Nope, I can't. How tiny that bear is. He goes right through the window, and then he's maybe the top of the guy's knee. The bear's back.
Could
it's
you fight?
Tiny.
Could you beat the bear up if you guys had to fight? If you had to square
I think
up?
I could.
You could fade
go.
This
I think
thing?
I could take the bee. I think I could take the bear. That's right.
The family thinks their morning pancakes were the draw for the bear.
Oh, yeah. Those pancakes are
police offer.
There we go. Here
Eden
comes
Johnson
the bear.
Estimates the bear to be at least 200 pounds.
Okay, now wait till mom comes on the screen. You tell me.
That bear doesn't look that big.
This bear weighs 95 pounds.
Maybe.
You know, bears have very dense flesh. They weigh much more than you
wait
think.
Wait till mom comes on the screen. You tell me who's bigger.
Yeah.
She'll come on. She,
an eighth grader with at least a yellow belt could probably take this thing.
She's carrying a
a puppy dog.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're saying the mom weighs more than the bear?
I
can say
sure.
They need their car cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Candy wrappers.
Your car's a mess.
They look a nice family. They got a bunch of kids.
They
nice
look
time.
Like a very nice family.
So I hope someone buys them a nice new van.
Oh,
there's what somebody needs to do.
Buy them a van.
How they fit all those kids in that van? They have, what, 7 kids or something?
It's too many kids.
Too many.
There's got to be some neighbor kids there. do you let your kids bring friends on vacations and stuff, Jeff?
No.
No? No.
No.
No. No question.
Oh, we always did that.
No. No. They ain't bringing friends. They're lucky I'm bringing them.
Willie get to bring a friend on vacation? I bet he did.
I've never brought a friend. I've brought girlfriends, though.
Oh, yeah.
Never brought a friend on vacation.
Well, you go through them.
Yeah. Okay. Can you shut up? I hate this. Yeah. You stink. This is B. Where's
saying.
Josh? Hey, Josh back.
Hey, Willie, you got to have tough skin to
sit in this room. Yeah, boy, sit in this room, Will.
Women love you. What can I say?
Jeff, there's an advantage to bringing a friend. It depends on how it can be family time.
Okay.
Or they bring a friend, then they're going to keep out of your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to stay
now,
away
admittedly,
from
you got to buy twice the amount of food.
Well, that's the issue, is the additional
cost.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right now we can all fit in one hotel room. You bring a friend, we gotta get two.
You all stay in one hotel room?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many beds?
How many beds?
Well, just two? Two beds and somebody gets the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Well, I'm not on the floor.
So how many kids? Three kids?
I have three kids. The two girls share a bed. Me and my lady share a bed, and then the boy is on the floor.
Yep.
Where the boy should be, on the floor.
Do you ever do this while you're in the bed? And there you go, no, be cool.
They're all asleep. No, seriously.
They're not even real quiet.
They're not listening. Elijah, check this out. Daddy's got to go to work.
Me and my lady. No, we're just wrestling, honey. Go back to sleep.
You never teach the boy some moves there, Jeffrey?
Man, all those girls are listening. They're over there vaping.
Makes it exciting. They might catch us.
Jeff, what if Elijah had like a friend that could make a mean margarita? Could he come on vacation?
No, but he's allowed at the house.
Cool.
Most kids aren't allowed at my house either.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want them there.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. They're sticky. Yeah. They got a lot of stuff on them.
Yeah, they spill stuff.
Get out of here.
He's allowed to have friends over. Outside friends.
Oh, yeah.
Those are...
You stay outside.
Yeah, you guys stay outside.
Do you have a tent out there for them?
Well, there's a solo stove you gave me. They all get around and cook a can of beans.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. They got to bring their own beans.
Bring their own beans.
We're going to go down to the restaurant and have dinner down there. But you'll be nice here in the parking lot. Yeah. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
You can cook them right in the can, you know.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I don't care what you do in the can, okay?
Well, that's... Now we're getting back to that scenario.
No.
Don't do it that way. I'll squeal.
Don't move.
Man.
Here's a bizarre story. You ready?
Yeah.
An unusual new prisoner rehabilitation concept has been proposed that would result in inmates serving out their sentences in a matter of minutes. The so-called Cognify method.
Prison changed me, man.
Would see criminals hooked up to high-tech machines, that would implant artificial memories directly into their brains.
Oh. Whoa.
Inside the subject's mind, time would pass differently, slower than in real life, making them experience years worth of artificial memories in just a few minutes. Depending on the seriousness of the subject's crime and their sentence, the memories could be tailored to the rehabilitation needs of each subject. The complex, vivid, and lifelike memories would be created in real time using
AI-generated
content. You're right, Willie.
See, when I read this, I thought they were going to go and like try to fix them by like, instead of their memory being dad going for smokes and never coming back,
right?
Dad returns and they have a happy family life, thus avoiding crime in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not what's happening.
That's kind of what it is. But this is a sci-fi idea. So, I mean, I can just see bleeding heart liberals loving this. Well, he doesn't have to go to prison just because he killed those 10 people. We're gonna put the headset on him for 3 minutes now to make him feel like he's been in prison. We're gonna shove a flashlight up his butt just to give him that. You know
what? Do you?
This is like some.
What
kind
are you
of
doing over there?
Digital lobotomy. This is fantasy.
Okay.
I don't think it is. This is gonna happen. Think about our prison overcrowding.
This isn't gonna work. Well, we gave him a happy childhood in 3 minutes.
That's right.
Good luck.
Maybe they can fix me. I can go back and fix my memories.
Yeah.
Would you want me fixed?
Wait a minute. In what way?
I'm sure.
You've already been fixed.
Sure. I won't be funny anymore. Not that I ever was, but...
You're funny.
We'll
Come
see.
On.
No, I thought you're not talking about in the sexual realm.
No.
I mean, mentally... You know. Fixed. You know what I mean?
Sure. No, this is the stuff of dystopian novels.
Well, that's what they said about gasoline-powered cars, too. Okay?
H.G. Wells was thinking all those damn things. You got all your damn future there.
Well, speaking of the future...
I don't know who this guy is. I like him.
I hear you talking all your damn talk.
That's a good one.
There,
he's really afraid
of... that voice reminds me. I've decided over the weekend, when this is over, which could be any day, gold prospector.
Oh, okay. I like it. I like
it
a lot.
Play a long ball game. May I join you? I would love that.
Do you have an area?
Is this loose? I'm gonna sluice some stuff.
Do you have an area of the country that you're?
I have no idea. I'm just prospecting.
Yeah. Oh.
I haven't made a decision.
Is this where you have the pan, or is this with mines?
I'm doing it all of it.
Machinery,
pans, sluice boxes. Yep. And,
you just get one chunk, you're good.
All you need is a machine to the sluice,
right?
And then you need a backhoe to dig up the ground and dump that into the. Yeah. And then
isn't there a show about this?
Oh, there's like 20 shows.
Yeah, and that's what I thought.
Guess what Jeff was doing since the lady was gone all weekend?
Watching
gold shows. I think I'm onto it.
It's so difficult to not just watch one of those gold show episodes.
And Tom, I already have the prospector look.
You do?
Yeah. I'm poor like all those prospectors. And so all I have to do is go find a crick.
And as you age, you look better.
Exactly.
But it's possible one weekend make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Although the guy I watched in one day made $11.
Oh. $11?
I know.
Hardly any gold. Whoa.
Was that like at a pay lake? Do they have like pay lakes where they give you don't they give you the pans and the.
Tom, you can order a bag of gold rich dirt off the internet today. And a pan, and they will send you the dirt and a pan. We can be panning by Wednesday.
Maybe tomorrow afternoon.
A few people have done it online. It's about $70 a bag, and they're yielding around $3 to $4 of gold every bag.
You can buy like 10 cans of beans for the boy with that $3. He and his pals can eat all summer long.
Exactly.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Yeah. So, gold prospector. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, good.
Brilliant.
Figured it out.
Now, we have...
I did see you with a little pickaxe and one of those hats.
I think a little backpack.
Yeah.
So, you're not looking for a mine.
No, I'm just looking for scraps from the other.
He just wants a nugget, a little golden nugget.
Strip mining, that's the future.
get out your metal detector.
Oh, yeah.
This one guy found $1 million nugget sitting on top of the ground with a $100 metal detector.
Boom. Really?
Yeah,
boom. Oh, you have a song about this?
Oh, here we go.
Jeff's a prospector, not a mine detector. Keeps on searching for a pan of gold.
That's all I really have.
I love it.
Thank you.
He's just getting old.
Very nice.
Japanese scientists have discovered that attaching artificial skin to robot faces can give them a more natural smile.
Well, no kidding. What about the rotting of artificial skin?
It's artificial skin. Okay. Researchers at Tokyo University created artificial human skin in a lab using living cells, which makes it soft and gives it the ability to repair itself if cut.
What about the orifices?
Are they coating them in skin? So the skin is made of real human skin, sort of?
It's artificial human skin, sort of, yes. It's made out of living cells, gives the skin's flexibility and the faces more realistic smiles and facial expressions, though they still appear rather cartoonish. Scientists hope to create more human-like expressions by integrating sophisticated actuators or muscles inside the robot.
Ooh. So if they're using AI in these sex robots, will one of them eventually say no to one of these pervs?
What is it you want them to say no? What is it?
That's the artificial aspect of pornography.
No. Okay, you're ready?
There are women who like sex.
No, but...
I don't think you're ready for this.
What? I'm just saying there are things that happen in these movies that are unrealistic.
Yes, I think. Well, of course, that's why they're movies.
Well, I'm just saying these dolls, once they have AI, they're going to go, no way, you pervo.
I'm beginning to think
that's
that.
A guy with artificial... That's a robot with artificial skin on it.
Yikes. Whoa.
Terrifying.
Looks like Dick Vitale.
Looks like Boba Fett.
A little bit.
It does.
I've never seen Boba without the helmet, but I believe you. Huh.
Ugh.
There you go. It's creepy enough, right?
Yep.
Who needs that? Nobody needs that. I don't care if they're talking no or not.
Oh. Well, speaking of space.
Get a good look at it, because that's the last face you're going to see before you get murdered by a robot.
I think most men are going with the robot that doesn't talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You think so?
It's kind of the main appeal, I would imagine.
Yeah, that if they wanted to have to talk to him, they just have sex with a real woman.
No, the that's the whole thing. They're programming them. They're programming them to say things you'd like them to say.
Yeah, that's right. Why wouldn't you get like, that one instead of
you really like me?
Program a robot that gives me trouble. Nobody's going to buy that.
Yeah, they want to go. Oh my God, Jeff, you're so handsome.
Yeah.
Oh dear God, I've never seen anything that big.
Sure, we can have sex while your kids are laying in the other bed. That's what a robot would say.
Yeah. Maybe if you hadn't spent so much on me, your robot, you could afford two rooms.
I'm hungry. Tell the boy to make two me rooms. Some meat.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.